it is in secondary. When I am a form six student, because we need to ready our DSE test exam. So we are all very afraid about this. And our teacher also afraid about this. So because we are study at CMI school, so our English will be weaker than other student. So our teacher give many practice for us and give many exercise for us to prepare the exam. So I think it's quite memorable because it's quite 辛苦，是吗？ It's so tough. Yes. Yes.
DSE when you were doing it was quite new, right?
Yes.
So when you're looking at the past papers, I mean, it must have been a little bit more difficult than those people who'd done A-levels because there was a lot of history and DSE was new. So how did you approach that?
I haven't do too many past paper because the is not same to DSE paper, English paper. So I do many exercise which is published by Norman or yes. So they publish some DSE exercise. Then and also in DSE, they separate two parts which is called B1 and B2. B1 is easier. So I do B1. Yes, but B1 you. The measurement of B1 is level 4, so I get level 3, and I can get the lower entry in DSE, so I can study in here.
Were you happy with the result in the end?
Yes, because I don't think I can get level 3, but I finally get level 3.
Let's talk about reading. What's your most memorable English language reading experience?
Let me think. Let me see.
Actually, let me help you a little bit.
Okay.
I've got a poster here, and there's lots of different things that you can read on that poster, right?
Uh-huh.
So do some of these items here give you some memory of your reading experience?
Oh, I think dictionary.
Here has a dictionary.
Yes, because my tutors, I go to tutor. My tutor tell me that don't try to use the digital device to help you to find out the meaning of the words. They tell me they taught me that you can use the paper dictionary. I don't know why, but I think it's useful than digital device. Yes, this is quite memorable. To also we need to do some book report in our secondary school. So yes, I have tried to do Harry Potter's, but I don't. 我冇读过晒成本书系咩？ I don't read the whole book. Yes, so I just see the chapter 1 or chapter 2 to know what is the meaning of this book, or I see the film. I watch the film. Yes, so I know the whole story in Harry Potter.
Now, yes. I look at your major, it's ICT and education,
yes.
Right? And then you showed me here in front of us, we have a printed version of a dictionary.
Yes.
And I want to know, looking at ICT and education, there's a lot of people talking about e-books these days and reading online and using apps to read.
Yes.
I think there's some kind of conflict with you, isn't there? Because if you prefer a printed version, but you're using technology, how does that
I think it's based on what you are doing. For example, I am studying, so I use my tablet to study the PowerPoint. And but sometimes there is so uncomfortable because you need to, for example, I see some difficult words, so I need to click out and find the dictionary in other apps. But if I get this, I can just for example, I don't know what is the meaning of newspaper. I just check the paper dictionary. So it's give me any yes.
Okay. And also, apart from your tablet, on this table we also have a mobile phone, and I guess that, that could have the same things as a dictionary, but again, you still prefer the printed version.
Yes, yes.